From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say two suicide bombings in Kabul Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 80. Witnesses say the bombers targeted a convoy of officials leaving the offices of parliament. Top security officials and members of parliament are said to be among the victims. The Taliban claimed responsibility. In another incident, an explosion in Kandahar Tuesday killed at least 11 people and wounded 18. The provincial governor and the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates are among the victims. A measure that would increase sanctions on Russia for its alleged interference in the recent U.S. presidential election has been submitted to Congress by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. The Countering Russian Hostilities Act of 2017 would impose visa bans on some Russian individuals and freeze their assets. It would codify sanctions already imposed by President Barack Obama and would authorize $100 million to counter Russian propaganda. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver what the White House describes as a forward-looking farewell address tonight to the American people. The speech will recap Mr. Obama's accomplishments over the past 8 years in office. The address will be delivered at 2 hours UTC in Chicago and carried on our website, voanews.com. The Communist Party of China has approved a new set of rules that will place the party's 500,000 corruption investigators under stricter supervision. The regulations were passed Sunday at the end of the annual meeting of the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection. They are aimed at standardizing graft probes. Some analysts say self-supervision may not be effective in exposing corrupt investigators and that the rules will only ensure obedience to party leadership. This is VOA News. The United Nations reports increasing numbers of civilians are fleeing the Islamic State-controlled city of Mosul as Iraqi military operations to free the city intensify. Lisa Schlein reports.
Latest figures show more than 135,000 people have fled Mosul since the Iraqi military offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants began on October 17th. Jens Laerke is the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says most of the newly displaced are being cared for in camps run by the government and by humanitarian agencies, although people also are seeking help from family and friends. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Attorney General, defended his civil rights record Tuesday, telling a congressional hearing he understands the history of voting rights for blacks in the United States. He said he opposed banning Muslims from entering the country. He also said he would enforce a 2015 law that outlaws torture techniques such as waterboarding. Sessions said the bulk collection of Americans' phone records would violate the USA Freedom Act. The next national security adviser, Michael Flynn, said Tuesday that adversaries around the world are presenting challenges to the U.S. at warp speed. He told a Washington event entitled Passing the Baton that the prospects of taking over the job next week are daunting. Jurors in the case of murderer Dylan Roof heard closing arguments Tuesday in the penalty phase of his trial. Roof was convicted last month of killing 9 worshipers at a black church in South Carolina. The self-described white supremacist expressed no remorse, telling jurors that he still feels that he had to do it. If the jury does not unanimously agree to the death penalty in Roof's case, he will be sentenced to life in prison. Canada has a new foreign minister. She is Chrystia Freeland, who was the international trade minister. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the appointment apparently in preparation for the renegotiating of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Meanwhile, to the south, Mexico's new foreign relations secretary, Luis Videgaray, called for the trade talks to start as soon as possible. He told a radio interviewer that there is tremendous uncertainty following the election of Donald Trump. U.S. President Barack Obama took some parting shots Tuesday at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Obama told an Israeli television interviewer that current settlement activity by the Jewish state in territory claimed by Palestinians is making a future Palestinian state impossible. He said U.S. support for the settlements would lead to a worsening situation over time. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.